Lately, I've just been feeling like there's two different worlds that we're living in right now, and I think that this time alone makes us feel like we live in a world that's only ours, meaning only our friends and family and the people we communicate with or maybe work with, and we get fixated on how it's just affecting us and how we're going to get back to this quote-unquote normal, or how we're going to come out of this and what we're going to do. And I think that unintentionally we forget that, you know, this is a universal experience, and to not take anything away from the fact that this is probably one of the first universal experiences I feel like I've ever had with anyone, which is actually what I thought until I really dove into it a little bit more and realized that it's actually such a beautiful thing to have another universal experience to add that we all share, being that we all share all of these things, all of these feelings all the time, but the cause of the feelings we feel are coming from the same thing. And it's super interesting to me, you know, what is happening in our lives and how we feel because of it. You know, what's happening in our life may be different, but how we feel is always the same. You know, I used to say the way to connect with people is to not tell your story, but tell how you felt within those times of your story. So I can kind of connect with a room by not telling you what happened to make me feel like X, but maybe say, hey, raise your hand if you've ever felt like X. And so, for example, right now, I'd say, you know, raise your hand if you've ever felt like you're stuck. And you have weight on your shoulders and you just want to do so much and give so much, but you don't know where to start or what's even an option anymore, because, you know, one second something's not such a big deal and the next second you're sitting at home alone on Easter. I just think it's important to know that we collectively feel the same feelings. We may end up feeling them in different ways, but we can all connect on the relationship we have with how we feel in certain situations. And I think that this is a time where we need to focus on how to become the best versions of ourselves while we're at home. So that way, when we open up our doors again and we see our neighbors, we see our family and friends, and we see and meet new people, that we can really connect, I think, thoroughly for the first time in a long time. You know, I really don't think that any isolation or quarantine is, there's no quarantine that's going to make us more isolated than we already were. I think, you know, the word pandemic is getting thrown around left and right, and I think the biggest pandemic that we'll ever have is fear. It's not some virus. It's a pandemic that we've dealt with for years, but we use these silly words and all of a sudden they become more important. You know, we have a global pandemic of us versus them. We have a pandemic of fear. We have a pandemic of self-isolation. Everything is keeping up with the Joneses, but now the rest of the world is the Joneses. You're comparing how you feel and how you look to everything that you see. And especially right now while we sit home and we scroll through our phones and we watch videos, and we're doing this more and more and more. And I think we should really take this time to realize just how special this can be to be alone in a room by yourself and work through your thoughts and become a better version of you for when we can open up our doors again and be together. There's a saying that I heard of many years ago. It's from this guy. His name's Blaise Pascal, and he was a mathematician, inventor, writer, theologian in like the 1600s. But he says, all men's miseries derive from not being able to sit in a quiet room alone. I think about that so much right now is, you know, everyone's just like yearning for something or to get out. And we should really see that and realize, like, why is it so uncomfortable to sit here in silence, in isolation, and focus thoroughly on just the self and really dig in and understand and maybe write or read or listen or think or call people and work through these things so that way when we do get back to a world or really a new world where we can maybe just be more collected together. I think that if we can use this isolation to face the ego as it is truly the enemy, that then we can open up our doors and really let people in for the first time, maybe, which I think could be a beautiful thing. Could be a really beautiful thing. You know, I was writing a bunch of stuff last night, like 1 a.m, just because, you know, never know when things hit you, and I figured I should just start writing and writing, and I realized that, you know, a lot of these thoughts were deriving from this balance between what am I going to do for myself, and then what am I going to do for everyone? I really carry this weight on my shoulders that, you know, when I just like the idea of creating family and choosing family and surrounding yourself with people that bring you love and joy and fulfillment, and they're seeking it and allowing only their opinions to matter and holding high merit to how it feels to just really have a strong group around you who are simultaneously after loving each other and cheering for each other, but also doing things on their own to allow the rest of the group to cheer them on for. I really love that. And I think it's an endless group. You know, it's not a club or a family that has a certain amount of capacity to it. It's everlasting. I think it's times like these that we can focus on ourselves and focus on how we can be better versions of ourselves. So that way, when we come out, we can join these groups and create a big group together that really cheers each other on and they're happy for each other. You know, I think if you really think about it, like these times and even before, I think we're starting to realize, or I hope we can start realizing, that building the biggest building doesn't require you knocking everybody else's down anymore. And just because you have the biggest building in town doesn't mean that you've achieved this fake success or whatever it even means that we've been trained to fixate on, whatever that means, and that, you know, you can actually build the biggest building by building them together and creating space for everyone to be the best versions of themselves. And I know this sounds outlandish, but I don't know. I mean, I think the way things were going already, it needs change. It needs a pause. I think this is a good time for us to utilize this pause in life and really look at things head on and really say, how are we going to react? You know, I feel like I'm a broken record about this, but, you know, it's never about what's going on. It's always about how you react to what's going on. It's your reaction that really creates a certain path for you to take. And I saw this video like 3 or 4 years ago that Will Smith put on his like Instagram story or something, and or if that was even around 4 years ago, but Facebook maybe. But he said, you know, you need to know the difference between fault and responsibility. And to realize that right now, none of this is our fault that this is happening. None of the things that are happening in the world right now is not our fault, but it's our responsibility to react in a certain way. It may not be someone's fault or your fault, but it is your responsibility to take action and react positively. And whether that's just for yourself or for the people around you, the people you love, it is your responsibility to take on and react properly. And I think that these times have made me realize now more than ever that I need to be squeezing the most out of life. I think all of us just need to be squeezing the most out of life. Because you don't know when you're going to get jolted off your path or when things change. Now I'm sitting here trying to come up with ideas and then I'm thinking, or, you know, what's even a viable option anymore with this new reality that we're leading into? You know, what's a viable business? What's an opportunity? What are people going to like? How is human behavior changing? What do people want to see or not want to see? Do you go heavy in one area? Maybe people want to opt out because they've had so much of media and content that they just want to leave. Or maybe they're going to be obsessed with it more than ever because they're so... Maybe the new thing is learning about people's experience through this. And maybe that's how we connect, is again by seeing and watching and hearing these experiences. And maybe understanding that their reality is different, but how we feel is all the same. And, you know, I often talk about this mentality of us versus them. You know, I'm starting to get this weird feeling in my mind, my body, that it's becoming a lot more of a them mentality than an us mentality. You know, people walking around with masks, you're at a store, keep 6 feet away, people are neurotic, everyone's all over you, and I understand the value and safety of this whole social distancing thing, but that doesn't mean that you have to become inhumane. I feel like we live in a world now where... You know, the lady is not paying attention in the middle of the street and, you know, she might, you know, get injured or something and you're not as willing to go run out and grab her because you're afraid of getting some fucking virus or something. It's mind-blowing to me. You know, I'm in stores and it's like an everyman for themselves, free-for-all. It's like, come on, man, just take it easy. You know, if we do this together, if we do everything together, then it allows... room for us to be ourselves. It's, I could go down a rabbit hole of things in my mind about this and what derives from it, what a bigger meaning of it is, or how this quarantine and this virus is a magnifying glass on certain things in our lives that are core issues that need fixing. But I'm just gonna try to create examples that hopefully other people can lead from and see where it takes us. But I think right now, more than ever, it's a specific time for us to really take control of our lives, really look under the hood, you know, really, really understand yourself while you have the time to. You have the time, if you're listening to this, or, you know, you have the luxury of time right now, and even though it may not be what you want to do, you're still not dying. You know, you can't tell me if you made a snap story today that your world's going to be ending. I mean, fucking give me a break, you know. So take the time to really understand who you are. What do you like? Who do you like? Write a list of people down you surround yourself with and say, how does each of these people make me feel? If some people don't make you feel amazing, then get the fuck out of there, man. I mean, that goes for your job, your school, your friend group, your family, blood. I'm talking blood people. I'm talking create your own club. Create your own club and just don't get so worked up on the merit of people's opinions that don't matter. Not because they don't matter, but because their heart's not in the right place. Or you guys can't see through the same lens and you're not understanding. Oftentimes we have family or close friends that love us so much, they are the ones that limit us the most because they're so afraid to see us fail or get hurt. that they stop us from taking any risk. And oftentimes you have to come to terms with there's a separation, there's a period of time that you need to be separated from them and then come back and show them so they can realize, oh, you know what? I didn't know it then, but I know it now. I know it now. And they'll always love you for that. But what happens is if you don't take these chances, you don't bet on yourself and go for it, you're going to resent the people around you because they held you back. It's your wife, your husband, brother, sister, mom, dad, boss, friend, whatever, professor. You know, anyone that's going to sway your opinion and stop you. You know, if you look at whatever you have going on in life and you think to yourself, okay, if I don't ever just simply know what the result of that thing would be, not if it works or doesn't work, but just knowing that I know now the result of it, if that doesn't cripple you, then forget about it. But I always think of everything like I'm 80 years old, I'm sitting there with my buddies on the beach, and I'm talking about the experiences we had, and I'm not getting fixated on all the things that I was told no to or that didn't work. But at least I'm not sitting there going, I wonder what it could have been like, and then never getting to know. I mean, that's fucking crippling. It's absolutely crippling. I just think, if anything, that's the most important thing. And, you know, I think with that comes so much more freedom. It comes with so much more opportunity and a lot less criticism on yourself or of people around you. And I think that if you get onto this path as well, you need to understand, you need to reread and reread and reread the Teddy Roosevelt quote called The Man in the Arena, because it really understands this thought process of, if you're not in the arena with me, then your opinion does not hold merit. You do not get to shout from the sidelines and not play the game. And you don't have to walk over these people or be rude, but you just have to understand, you have to compartmentalize, you know, who's in the arena and who's not. My family, the people I call my family, are in the arena in their own way. You could be in the arena just by being the best dad you've ever been, or you're trying to be the best dad ever, or the best friend ever. You're in the arena. You don't have to be some animal, some Wolf of Wall Street, some, you know, rich guy or girl who's looking for status. I'm just talking about in the arena means you're really working to be happy and fulfilled, and you're open to influencing and being influenced by people around you, no matter what they look like, what they believe in, who they love. Life just feels so much more simple like that. It just feels so much more free from just the word no. Really, I mean, it's like, you know, rest in peace Kobe, but Kobe used to say, I mean, I learned this years ago, he used to say, you know, I never lose a game. He's like, I either win a game or I learn where I could have done better and I apply it to the next game. And that's how I feel about this, is like, you can't lose, man. You can't lose. If you either get what you want, you know, you either achieve it or you just find a way to get better at achieving it the next day. And that's cool. It's cool. I mean, there's just so much out there that we can grab onto and be a part of and do it together. And I don't know, I'm someone who, you know, I'm selfish with the whole happiness thing too, because to be honest with you, I mean, it's two extremes for me. It's either, you know, I'm really, really happy and I'm really excited and I'm really optimistic and I'm loving and risk taking and, you know, go for it. And then I'm the opposite. I'm so in my head. I can't get outside. I can't think straight. I can't breathe. I can't, you know, I'm just all over the place and I'm just trying, picking up things and dropping them, trying every key to unlock this door to just get through it and get through it and get through it and get back to feeling good again. And I really realized that the thing I love the most and that makes me the most happy is when happy people are around me, like genuine happy people. And you know that feeling. I mean, there's times where you got to be next to people that you love or that, or you just end up in this realm of like, wow, I just feel great to be around great people. And so I think a lot of the stuff, whether it's comically or serious matter or whatever it may be, I think I try to find ways to get people to just be happy and fulfilled, and because that's the only way I don't fall into that complete opposite mindset. When I'm around happy people, it really doesn't matter what I'm going through. I can get through it. It's really hard for me to not be happy when I'm around happy, genuine people. But when I'm not, man, I mean, it's just, it slips through the cracks. And the only thing I'm really working on that I can see that being detrimental for, the only part of this selfishness that I think could be detrimental, is the reliance on needing others. And I'm working on that. And I'm mindful of it. But I don't think it's such a bad thing to... I think that we're all going to be selfish in some realm. And I think we have to be in some realm in this life. And I think if you can direct that selfishness to creating a life to make other people happy just because it makes you happier, I think that's okay. Not to pat myself on the back, but I don't hold myself accountable for any wrongdoing for just trying to make people happy because it makes me happier. I like to be around happy people, and I just want everyone else to be happy so I can be happy, I guess. But I think we're getting there. I think we're going to get there. On another note, after this is what it is, we have some businesses back in play and people that can come and do certain things. I'm in the process of redoing my apartment to have a nice area, to have, and I'm ordering a bunch of microphones and mic stands and a bigger interface and all this geeky bunch of crazy stuff just to have a nice setup at home studio, headphones, the whole nine. I really want to invest in, I am investing in having a serious professional setup in my apartment, so that way we can just focus on being ourselves and having a good time together. And so I'm going to be taking a more realistic documented format here where I just have people over and the microphone, the listener, it's just like you're in the room with us and that's it. There's no agenda. There's no whatever. I just want to show you what it's like to kind of be me through my eyes and see how, feel how it feels to just be in a room with people that you genuinely love and are curious about and happy for, and what derives from that, you know, the debates with my friends, the laughs, the tears, the seriousness, the optimism, you know, the combativeness. There's so much involved where, because we all love each other and we're so fortunate to have this large friend group from where we came from over the years. And it's really important for me that, because I've been in so many different environments with different people and I love meeting new people and I'm privileged to have met so many great ones, it's important for me to connect them together. And so over the past couple of years, what I've been doing is letting my old friends meet new friends and let them hang out and meet other friends and create this large family. And so I'm going to utilize this platform to bring them on and just, especially after this time, especially after all this time apart, to really just hang out and let you be in the room with us and see what it's like, you know. And to be honest with you, I mean, if you don't like it, thanks for listening. And so, you know, hopefully maybe you'll end up liking it. But I don't want to sit here with some agenda and have my friends on and make them a different version of themselves and try to ask questions that they might not be ready to answer or whatever. It's a lot more sincere when you're just in the room with us and these things develop the way they do. And so my plan is to really just have the setup where I can have people over, or maybe we're out for drinks and I'm like, hey, let's go back and just hop on the pod, or we come back and smoke a little or drink and hang out and just really just let, you know, just be in the room with us, because we do make it a point to always cherish the moments that we have together, whether it is some competitive nature or some joke or some serious topic that's going on or in our mind or what we're going through, either together or alone. We're very good at opening up to each other and being as honest as possible and working through it. And so I think it's really, I feel so fortunate to have such an incredible family. And I really want people to see it. And I selfishly want to document it just because I would like my kids to see it one day. And I think if we can do this now and we can just do it to have fun and make memories together and have no other, I think early on I wanted to start a podcast because I was in college and I was making t-shirts and I was doing all these entrepreneurial things and I was learning and I was trying to find ways to maximize profit. And I had this insane goal of paying for college by the time I ended college and all this different stuff. And I was just young and thinking and trying different ways and grabbing onto things and really trying to navigate and figure out who I am. And I think, and I know that now, I just have no other outcome I'm looking for in this besides just genuinely wanting to let you into my family and see what it's like to be a part of my family, and hopefully you let me into yours. And if you like it, if you listen and you want to come on, I hope that I draw a different kind of crowd every time, just because the people I have on, I hope, you know, their friends might not be all of my friends, and so maybe they'll listen and hear a different perspective of them, or just have fun and opt out for a little bit. We're also going to try filming as well, because I know, just because I personally am someone who likes to watch podcasts. I like to come home and see people's reactions and kind of, again, do whatever I can to kind of have you in the room here with us, and that's about it. So if you want to hang with us, I'm doing this alone, obviously, right now, but my buddy Dolan will be here all the time as well. And we'll always just have different people on. Some people will be more frequent than others, and sometimes it'll be one time. I mean, who knows? There's really no agenda. Again, I just, you know, I just want to bring you in. And if you're not, you know, if you like it and you want to come on, come hang. Come hang and be with us and join our family. I think it's a special thing when you have a group of people that really want to see each other just be genuinely happy. And with that comes a lot of combativeness, a lot of joking and ball busting and laughing and ideas and bouncing ideas back and forth. But it's a beautiful thing, because we're not, when what we don't do is what's the problem right now. I think one of the main problems, which is I don't agree with you means I hate you or you're not good enough or something. Whereas this is a group, this is a family where, you know, their opinion matters. They're in the arena. And if you're in the arena as well, I want you to listen. I want you to give me feedback. I want to hear your perspective on things, because I would rather find out I'm wrong and see a better way to do things or think about things than to keep walking around being wrong all the time. I don't hold my ideas. I'm not romantic with these things. I just throw them out there. And if we can get something churning and we all feel it, let's just grow together. And so, you know, I hope you can lean to this moving forward, you know, when all this stuff clears up, and really see it as a time to just kind of opt out, hang out, chill, see what's going on, and be a part of our family and just experience it. And like I said, my result is just something I can dig my teeth into, just for having people on and making memories and just having fun. I think everyone just needs something to do to have fun, and this is something I have the time and luxury to set up and do, and I have the luxury of all these amazing people around me, and I just want more people to see what I see in them and just hang out in the room with us. So I'll be happy to I'll be happy to have you, you know. So happy Easter, everybody, if you're listening. And we'll get through this. Just remember to think more of a us mindset than a them mindset. There is no them versus us. Let's try to be more us. See your neighbors as yourself, and, you know, maybe after this you can let them in more, and see, you know, really, really realize that, you know, what the story is what we get too fixated on, but how we felt in those times is where we can truly connect. And so when you're listening to people, listen to them and ask how they felt in those moments and tell them how, when you felt like that too, and you'll be surprised how much you connect with people, and no matter what they look like or who they love or what they believe in, just more us. See ya.